Welcome to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today's guest is a special friend and a frequent guest on Money Life, Brian Ray. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, for those who don't know you, you're the founding director of Crossroads Career Network, and I love this. You're an expert at helping people through the decisive moments in their careers. What a great mission statement, Brian.
Oh, it's all-consuming, and it's such an important time. Things are never the same when you pass through a crossroads.
And, Brian, I have been inundated with requests for career advice, especially now because so many people are faced with having to change entire industries.
Right.
And today we're going to talk about graduating college seniors. I have one.
So you'll take this personally.
This is very real to me, and I know many of our listeners do. And Brian, we've heard a lot of bad news lately about the class of 2009, that they're facing the toughest job market in an entire generation. Do you agree with that, Brian?
I absolutely agree with that. As a matter of fact, of the ones that have been out looking already, less than one out of five have actually found a job. Compare that to 2 years ago, by this time, one out of two have found a job. So it's just way harder because there's way fewer jobs available. In fact, employers predicted that they would be hiring 22% less than they did last year. So there's some more people looking for fewer jobs.
And I think the whole job market is changing, isn't it, Brian? In
yes.
other words, you could have started 4 years ago down a career path, and today you graduate and realize, wow, that industry that I was planning on going into, it's been decimated. Is that some of what's happening?
Yeah, absolutely, that's true. It's been particularly true in everything related to manufacturing in the United States. It's been on a decline, but it's been their whole segments that are just gone. And, of course, financial services has taken a terrible hit.
Well, Brian, I hope this is one of those programs today that if a parent is listening and they're going to hear what you have to say to their college graduate, mm-hmm. they'll call them or email them or forward this on and say, you got to hear this because you're going to get some help. Because we're going to talk about the best industries,
yep.
What they need to do, how to take action, how to get their resume ready. It's going to be a very rich, practical program. What are some of the other things we're going to help these graduates with, Brian?
Well, one of them is just the whole issue of attitude and to take a meaningful, positive, leaning forward posture. Secondly, to redouble one's effort means redoubling the opportunities that you get to have. Every time you run into a really bad situation, it's a great opportunity, and we're going to talk about that.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We will be back with career expert Brian Ray.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley with career expert Brian Ray, and today we're focusing on helping the graduating college senior. Brian, the numbers are dismal right now, but there are some things that college graduates can do to actually get a job. Let's talk about the industries that are doing well. What are the best industries that are faring well where new grads should be looking for a job opening?
Well, there are a couple of ways to look at it. First of all, it's by occupation, which will cut across a variety of industries. One of those occupations is engineering of a variety of kinds. Two reasons for that. There's a lot of growth in that. And secondly, a lot of the engineers are now coming into retirement. So engineering is a big place. Computer science is another area that continues to do well in certain categories. Accounting across a variety of industries is important. Those majors having to do with math and science, those are being snapped up all across the board in a variety of industries. Now, in terms of industries, there's government.
Yeah, government's growing.
Government is growing. But that is really, I'm working with the Department of Energy and also the EPA. And the guys that are in there are really having great careers. They're doing important stuff. So that's a great place to look. Military, and most of the people are not on the front lines. It's all the people behind the lines that are needed. Great way to get a start in your career. Some of the others that are really popping along, transportation, energy, and utilities.
So, Brian, do I have to have a specialized degree to go into those industries, or are they hiring in general? In other words, if I have a general business degree, something
right.
that maybe is not specific to that career field, should I be looking to these companies anyway?
Great question. And the reality is, yes, you should. Of course, the people who are environmental engineers by training will be hot in that category. But those same organizations need to have salespeople, and they need to have marketing people, and they need to have accounting people, they need to have human resources people. So there's a variety of occupations that will be important and are important in those industries.
So what's happening to entry-level salaries? Has the recession ratcheted down what they're paying new college graduates?
Well, overall, it's less now than it was, let's say, last year or the year before. No question about that. Interestingly enough, they did a cost of living adjustment survey from the 80s, and it's just about the same what it was if you adjust for cost of living purposes. So it's not changed much. The thing you got to watch for is what industry and what occupation are you going into. If you got hard stuff like math, science, engineering, accounting, certifications, they tend to pay higher than what we'll call soft stuff like social jobs, like business, for example, even is not quite as high as it used to be. So there's some big differences depending on the occupation and industry.
Okay, if one in five are actually finding a job, those that are out there looking, only one in five are actually finding a job.
Right.
It seems like it'd be very easy for them to get discouraged. Was it worth getting a college degree? Is it still worth pursuing an education, Brian?
Absolutely. So, for example, when you take a look at college grads' unemployment rates, it's about 6% at this time. When you take a look at those without a college education, 19+%. So the more education you have, the better vocation you're going to have.
Well, one thing I was shocked to learn recently, Brian, is that of the graduating class of college seniors, those who just got their diploma, and my son just walked across the stage himself,
right.
Just mid-May, fewer than 60% of them have even begun to
right.
look for a job.
Right.
Why is that, Brian?
Well, there's a lot of factors. First of all, it's a huge shift. It's not just about going to get a job. You're about to change lives, where you're living in the educational campus environment and you have fairly structured do this, do that, and you're about to enter the, quote, real world of work, which is totally Wild West, and I don't know how this works, and I'm not even sure which way I want to go, and let me take a break during the summer. Let me take that trip to Europe. Let me go work with my friends at the local coffee shop or whatever it's going to be, but I want to hang back because I'm not sure where I'm going, what I want to do, or I don't have the energy. Gee, let me rest before I go take the mountain.
And so you think that's okay?
You know what? There, it depends on how you really go at that. That can be very productive time. And
mm-hmm.
so that if you have certain family situations or certain particular goals that you want to take, if it's intentional and purposeful, I think it's really a wise thing to do.
Yeah.
However, if you have financial needs, if you need to get on with it, then you need to get on with it.
Well, I was asking that so that some moms and dads listening can actually relax. I know my son, who just graduated, he has a career lined up in the military, and he's worked all of his life. He worked all the way through college. He's been working since he was in high school. And he asked us, I'd like 6 weeks off before
right.
I go into military. And we said, great. Take
yep.
the time off. It's yours. It's a time of your life. You just need to catch your breath and prepare for the next phase. So we thought it was a good decision.
Yeah, he did a wise thing because he had done the career planning and action steps in advance and is taking the time off versus delaying the hard stuff of beginning to plan at least where you're going to look. One of the biggest two problems that college grads have is career direction. They get out and they go, oh, I'm not sure what to do with what I got or how to look at that. And they really, really need to do that. In fact, let me give a plug for Career Direct, which Crown has, and because that is a great way to get focus and get moving. You may not end up in the spot, but it gets you moving along a track that you can wind up in the right place.
Well, let's talk to the mom or dad who's got a college grad. They're feeling a little gloomy, a little pessimistic. They want to keep them motivated. Yep. What are some things they can do to help them stay motivated?
What immediately came to my mind is when I came out of school, I was saying, well, I was thinking, Dad, that I would stay here for a while. And he shook his head back and forth going, no. And so I had to go find a place and get a job, et cetera. So that's one way to motivate. One is to invest in terms of career assessments and informational interviews and encourage and stimulate to do the next steps and to explore. It's not and put all the chips on the table this one time, and if you don't hit the thing, whatever the thing is supposed to be, it's over. It's one of exploration and discovery and finding new things. And that's one of the things I so appreciate about the college grads, college, even high school. They are very exploratory oriented. So that the first 5 years out, they can go through actually multiple jobs, even multiple careers, because it's part of that discovery process and the exploration, finding out how has God wired me and what does that mean in the marketplace?
Well, I want to come alongside you with that plug for Career Direct, because both of my boys, I have a son that's 26 and a son that's now almost 24, and both of them learned through Career Direct exactly how they're hardwired,
right,
and they're following that path in their life today. So it helped us to be encouragers,
yep,
and it helped us to set their expectations for what they could do well at.
Right.
Well, you're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back with more from Brian Ray.
Are you over 50 and thinking about retirement? Well, if you want to actually experience retirement one day, you have to plan for it. And we have a book that'll tell you how. It's Your Money After the Big 5-0, written by Crown Financial Ministries co-founder Larry Burkett and financial planner Ron Blue. Your Money After the Big 5-0 will equip you with biblical wisdom and practical advice for succeeding in the second half of life, having a fully funded retirement, and being free to serve the Lord. And you'll learn about the importance of finishing strong and leaving a legacy of stewardship to your children and grandchildren. If you're ready to put together a financial plan for a retirement that'll honor God and give you wealth at last, get a copy of Your Money After the Big 5-0 right now at crown.org. Your Money After the Big 5-0 by Larry Burkett and Ron Blue is available online at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley with career expert Brian Ray. Today we're addressing the needs of the graduating class of 2009. Brian, so glad to have you with us today.
Great to be back.
All right. This graduating class is very wired. They depend on electronic communications. My kids don't even check their email very often because they're into texting. It's much faster.
Right.
It's simpler. It's cleaner. Today they're using texting, Facebook, Twitter. How important are these tools in finding a job in this tough market?
Actually, it's very important. Because a lot of the people they're going to get jobs through, the referral agents, are going to be people who are also texting and Twittering and Facebooking, etc. So the social media and the immediate communication is really important to do. And it really, it's being used in a way that I really like, because it's high tech for high touch, not instead of touch. So that if you think in terms of part of the communication time is going to be through these various electronic media. However, at the same time, you frame and set up personal interactions where you actually get to see somebody and know somebody and talk to somebody. One of the interesting things about communication, did you know that in communication, only 7% of the communication is words? The other 93% is tone voice and posture, your body language.
Well, you're causing me to sit up straighter right
now,
Brian.
Yeah, actually I did too. So in any case, but that's tough to get across in a text message or even on a Facebook.
You know, Brian, one other thing I've seen is, and because I do this at Crown, is if a young person wants to work here or they want to be an intern, I'll go look at their social networking websites.
Absolutely.
And I recommend to college graduates to change those because typically they've been showing the side of their life that was college-oriented, that was friend-oriented, and now they need to present themselves in a professional way. And I've seen many times it's hurt people actually get employed because employers are sharp enough to look behind the veil and to figure out what's going on in their life.
Right. No, and that is something we recommend as a matter of course, is use the social media, whether it's Facebook or others, to your advantage. And on the flip side, edit away and out. Even if you think you've made it confidential, and there are obviously settings that you can do that, take it out anyway. It's amazing how stuff that's on the web gets to places you don't want it to be, and recruiters will look. That is their job.
You know, Brian, you mentioned that getting face-to-face is the most important aspect to this, and most jobs are found through networking. How important is it for a college graduate to have good networking skills?
It's very important in two ways. One is they need to get that career direction into a 10 to 30 second verbal presentation. This is what I'm looking to do to help some employer to accomplish X, whatever. So get the messaging down. Secondly, it's very important to get comfortable with talking with people, not just only by this electronic texting kinds of things, especially on the phone, because you can cover a lot of distance on the phone that you cannot do in person. And then finally, for those ones that are really going to be important, you figure out a way to get to them person to person. And the college grad has a tremendous advantage at this particular moment in time that the rest of us don't have. They are graduating into this fast sea of alumni so that they absolutely want to join the alumni relations group and to start networking, because basically every major city in America has an alumni group from the University of guess who. There's tremendous advantages to the networking using colleges, universities, alumni groups.
Let's go a little deeper on networking. Give me an example of how it actually works. When a person says, I'm going to get intentional to get the networking flowing, let's walk them through those steps.
Okay. Well, let's first of all talk about who you talk to, and that's everyone. Start with family and friends, and your goal is for every one person you talk to, you get two other people that you can talk to using the name of the person you first talked to. That way, when you go through the list, you're building a list. Secondly, if you're clear about your direction, I'm looking to serve as an accountant in a corporation, helping a controller do blah, blah, blah. Every time you have that next conversation, you get closer to the people that are doing that. And you're not networking for a job. You're networking with personal referrals to people. And it's the people who do the hiring, and then you get the job.
Well, Brian, what about when they land the appointment and they're face-to-face?
Yep.
What's the best way to take it further once they get the interview?
Well, in terms of getting the interview, I recommend four things. First is to pray, then to prep. Do your homework. That's the other big thing that a lot of college grads don't do. They don't do their homework on the person and the company they're about to interview
with. So they'll go in there not even knowing who they're talking to.
They won't know what the company is selling to whom with size and scope and mission, and let alone the person. So, yeah, you got to do the homework. So that's the pray and the prep. And then you perform, but you're going to perform that much better because you know what you're doing. And then finally, when you're through, you praise, meaning you not only thank God for that opportunity, you write a note back, you send an email, and you say, thank you, I really appreciated meeting you, looking forward to the next step.
Brian, one more thing. How important is the resume in this process?
Critical. And critical in the sense that that's your written documentation of who you are and what you can do and how you can deliver it on one page, maybe two. And even though you're a college grad, you still have accomplishments that you achieved during school, either academically or extracurricular activities or part-time jobs. So stock it full.
And are there places or resources to help these college graduates to write a winning resume?
Well, of course, we have a website called crossroadscareer.org where for free you can come get an 80-page career guide, and right in the middle of it is all about resumes, how to format one, how to write one, how to distribute it, etc. and so forth.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and we'll be right back with career expert Brian Ray.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible, Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley with career expert Brian Ray. Brian, when we left off, you were giving some great advice for resources to write a winning resume.
Yes.
Carry on with that, because I know you've got some other really good places where these college grads can get some help.
Oh, that's great. Well, thank you very much. So one of the things that we have on our website is a master resume where you put everything that you've ever done and are, and et cetera, and so forth in one large place, so that when you come to a particular assignment or job opportunity, you can pull out the things that you do best that they want most. Now, one of the great helps that's out there in both Career Direct / Crown, and we are partners with Pongo.com, P-O-N-G-O.com. And it's basically a build your resume electronically online. And you can build it for free. And then if you want to start using it and do more things with it, I think it's $10 a month. Very reasonable.
And Brian, you've been doing this a long time. You're obviously an expert. What have you seen God do in the life of a college grad that's really encouraged you?
Well, I think of a young man named Nathan. He graduated from college. He had a nice track record going, and he knew what city he wanted to be in, but he really didn't know what he wanted to do for sure. And so we have this six-step process that we put people through, or they put themselves through, and walking through a crossroads in their career. He went through that process, and about midway through, he could see how God had wired him and what that might look like in the marketplace. And then he went to our, we have career groups in various churches around. And so he went to some of those career groups. One of them said, hey, there's a medical device company that I think they need somebody like what you have. Here's the posting. He went, he got it, he's already been promoted, and that was last year he got that. It's just awesome.
Oh, that's a great story, Brian. Listen, it's a pleasure to have you. You're a dear friend to us. Thanks for being our guest on Money Life today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Well, speaking of good friends, I just want to thank all of our precious listeners who participate in making this program possible. In fact, I just received this email from a listener. Dear Chuck, thank you for your program and the practical advice you give. Listening to this program and its message of God's greatness and power has led me to give my life to the Lord. God bless you. Well, that's why we're here. And as the summer begins, I would like you to do two things. Pray for us. I'm concerned it's going to be a difficult summer because everybody's busy and this recession is so difficult. But we need you to pray for us. Pray that God would provide our needs bountifully. And secondly, if you can participate in being a partner with us, will you please do that in the summer of 2009? Send a gift. You can call 1-800-722-1976. You can do it online at crown.org, or you can send us a check in the mail. You can find our address there at crown.org. I so appreciate you. I hope you're encouraged. I hope those college graduates turn to the Lord and find a job this summer. I look forward to being back with you again next time.